Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please
Hi.
have? Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Other than when I got a call from my bank this morning. This bank, I mean, I've been inactive with this bank for I don't know how long. I mean, I don't even have this card. I don't even use this card. So I am just blown away. Unless somebody that's been in and out of here has used it, and I can't really blame any, I can't accuse anybody. But
Okay, can you verify the first and last name as well as the email address?
My email address? Yes. My name is Sharon Shanahan, and my email address is SSHER1955@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. And we have the address as 2257 East Denson, Willow Drive, Columbia, Missouri. Missouri?
No, mine is 2577.
Okay.
That's what my address is. It's 2577 East Dancing Willow Drive.
Okay, and
so
okay.
That's not even the right address you had?
No, we have 2257.
Nope. That would
okay.
not be me.
Okay, but we did send an email to that email on 1027 confirming this order. It looks as though a survey was taken to win a KitchenAid mixer.
KitchenAid mixer. Okay. I'm sorry. I did not authorize any of this. I don't know where they got this information from or who that address is or anything like that, but that is not me. Or where they got their information. My card lays in my desk because this is an inactive bank account. I don't even use it. Like I said, this bank called me this morning and said there has been some activity on this card back in October, and I said it was not me. I did not authorize it. So therefore, there's an overdraft plus charges on that account that I did not do, and I don't want to have to pay for. I want this refunded. And supposedly, if this is supposed to be some kind of merchandise they're getting, where was they going to send it to at that address?
Because it was a survey. It's a sweepstakes entry. But being that the address does not match, we'll go ahead and process a one-time courtesy full refund for the $67.32.
Okay, what about the $5.74? What is it? $67.32?
Yes, ma'am. The $5.74, that was a sweepstakes entry, so it wasn't anything to be delivered. The $5.74 is basically like a raffle, so you pay that to be entered into the sweepstakes to win that KitchenAid. So the $5.74 wouldn't be refunded. And
all right.
And the $67.32 is not something to be delivered to your address. Is a $199 e-gift card that was sent to the email. So everything basically is done electronically.
I don't remember anything about a $199 gift card or whatever it is. I wouldn't even have looked for it because I didn't do it. I wouldn't even have known what to look for on my email. To me, it'd probably be junk mail. So if you just refund the $67.32, then I'll go to the bank and try to get the rest of this figured out.
Yes,
do you
ma'am.
Have everything on my card, this card that they used? Do you have everything you need on it to refund it?
The card was in the system. So when we process the refund, it's going to go back to the card.
Okay, as long as you got everything on the card to refund it back onto the card, that will get, which will go back to that bank. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.
You have a good day.
Yes, ma'am, you as well.
Thank you.